West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, it took Carrollton police less than 17 hours to investigate, track down, and take into custody a 26-year-old Billerica man they believe was responsible for the shooting death of a 34-year-old Carrollton man early Monday.
The officers responded to the 200 block of 6th Street here in Carrollton to shots fired. Once officers arrived, they found the victim, Gregory Martez Patton, age 34, of Carrollton, with one gunshot wound to the chest. Officers immediately started CPR. Medics arrived, where he was then transported to Tanner Medical Center, where he later died of his injury.
Deputy Chief of Carrollton Police Chris Dobbs says the suspect had fled the scene before police arrived.
We had some witnesses. We were able to get a name of a suspect, Quantravian Deshaun Caldwell, 26, of Billerica. There was a large party going on in that area, and an argument started. A gun was pulled and the victim was shot one time. We don't know what started the argument, but if there are any witnesses that have not come forward, we would like to talk to them and they can contact the Carrollton Police Department.
Police located Caldwell at a residence in Douglas County around 6 p.m. Monday. He is charged with murder. Other charges are possible. According to court documents, Caldwell has previous arrests in Carroll County, Douglas County, and Polk County. The Georgia Department of Education officially announcing the 2024 statewide graduation rate, with Carrollton High School surpassing the state average for the 20th consecutive year at 91%. Of the 431 graduates in Carrollton High School's class of 2024, 145 were honor graduates, 57 graduating with distinction. Of the graduates, 256 earned credit for accelerated enrollment via dual enrollment, advanced placement, and or IB courses. The class also set a new record with its largest ever international baccalaureate cohort, as 20 students completed the program. 385 students completed career pathways through the Career Technical and Agricultural Education program. After graduation, 75% of the class planned to attend a 2 or 4 year college, 21% entered the workforce, and 4% enlisted in the military. 285 graduates qualified for the HOPE Scholarship, and in total, the class of 2024 earned close to $15 million in scholarships from colleges and universities. Ranburn High School is set to pay tribute to its musical heritage by dedicating its band room to Thomas L. Moore, the school's first band director. The ceremony will take place this Friday during the halftime of the evening's football game. Mr. Moore, who founded the Ranburn Band Program in 1983, served as the band director until 1988, then returned for a second tenure from 2003 to 2006. During the halftime ceremony, Mr. Moore will be presented with a commemorative plaque and joined on the field by former students, band parents, friends, and family. The current Ranburn High School band will also perform in tribute to their program's founder. Former students of Mr. Moore are encouraged to participate in the ceremony, and they should gather at the east gate of the field 5 minutes before halftime. A local nonprofit dedicated to preserving endangered species of plants and animals has acquired 10 critically endangered black Java chickens from a farm in Fines Creek, North Carolina. Cluster Flock Farm founder Kathy Hawkins says the Java is an ancient breed of chicken and, according to the Livestock Conservancy, the second oldest breed in the U.S. She says once we build up this flock, we will begin accepting applications for co-breeders to help repopulate this lovely breed. Cluster Flock Farm is actively preserving endangered breeds of heritage turkeys, ducks, chickens, and rabbits, as well as heirloom crops and native plants. Hawkins says her organization has a goal of building a foundational platform to educate others on beneficial and sustainable methods of farming and propagation. Visit the Newstalk1330.com website to read more about the Cluster Flock Farm in Bowden. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office asking for help in identifying a person suspected of being involved in vehicle break-ins that happened in the Eagle's Nest subdivision in Carrollton. They're asking residents to check their home security cameras for any recent footage of suspected criminal activity. They say it's likely that this person checked multiple vehicles in that neighborhood. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.